Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. And it's not a competition, but like if it was, I would totally win the season with Wayfair. Giant outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments in every style and color, yep, got those on Wayfair. Garland, accent pillows, cozy throws, nutcrackers, Wayfair, Wayfair, Wayfair. When it comes to hosting, Wayfair's got me covered there too. I got a brand new dining table set that fits the whole family, sheets and towels for extra guests, and even the cutest holiday bed sheets for the kiddos, all thanks to Wayfair. And the best part, I got it all shipped fast and free. It's a Wayfair holiday miracle, y'all. I'm not saying there's a champion of Christmas or anything, but if there was, it'd be the lady with the year-round Christmas village who shops at Wayfair. That would be me. For everything festive and just your style, all delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app to totally win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey everyone, it's Kathy.
And Paul here with Idulting.
We're here to help you navigate the crazy world of adulting.
Because let's be real, it's a wild ride. We'll be dropping tips, sharing stories,
and maybe even spilling some embarrassing secrets along the way.
So get comfortable, grab your favorite drink, get ready to laugh, learn, and level up your adulting game. This is Idulting. Don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe, and share this podcast. Head over to idulting.com for more information and to submit questions for us about adulting.
And maybe even pick up some of our new merchandise. And if you know any fellow adults who need some guidance, send them our way. So just want to let you guys know that we are partnering with Dubby Energy Drinks. And if you are a person who drinks Dubby or are interested in drinking Dubby, if you go to www.dubby.gg and order Dubby, and in your discount code, type IDULTING10, you'll get 10% off your purchase.
Hello, everyone. Today, we're just having a little bit of fun. We had some random college kids coming by and just asked them a couple questions just to get their perspective on things. Nothing serious, just fun. Hope you enjoy the show.
If you won the lottery tomorrow, what's the first thing you do after paying all of your bills and doing all the practical things? What would you do with $1 million?
$1 million?
We actually kind of discussed this.
Well, I feel like $1 million wouldn't be enough.
Like dream job millionaire. Well, not 1 million. Is it 1 million? Is that the specifics of the question?
Okay, so the lottery. So say it's, I don't know, 50 million.
Okay. So was 50 million after everything's paid off, I'd invest most of it and then keep most of it probably off to the side after I have like a good car and everything's paid off.
Yeah, dude, I'd just save it and like just survive so I wouldn't have to work for the rest of my life.
Probably like meal plans. Facts. I said this, yeah, we were talking about this earlier, kind of almost.
Spend the money on like food and like a chef to make the food so you don't have to do anything, and then you could just like do fun things for your whole life.
Just like a meal plan with a meal plan company like HelloFresh or whatever, just for my entire life. Set it up for I have enough food forever.
Okay, so on that note, if you could eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be and why?
The one item? Or
you can
like
only
category?
Eat that one item. Like, you can't have anything else
is
with
it. Is it only up to, like, singular items? Okay, but lo mein is a bunch of foods.
That's, but it's a one food, though.
No, it has, like, stuff in it.
But it's still, like, I don't know.
What if it's, like, okay, Chinese food?
Right, I was going to say, like, maybe one type of food, like, chicken, because you could do a lot with chicken.
Okay, yeah.
So that, like, what one food would you pick?
But, like, can you still have, like, sides?
No. It would just be, like, meat. How do you get the rest of your
Yeah, so you'd just have to you'd have to have something that has, like, a lot of things.
Everything in it.
Yeah, because then you can't, like, survive. I mean, you can, but then you're just eating only chicken.
Right, but if you said, if you pick chicken, and then you could say, like, oh, chicken soup and chicken parm, and so you could make chicken a lot of ways if chicken was your choice, but if you pick, like, I don't know, candy, you probably would just die.
Yeah. And, I mean, we can drink anything? Okay, so I'll just, I can drink one food? What does that even mean?
I don't
mean?
Know, I guess I just choose steak. A
steak,
filet mignon.
Yeah. Probably like a, I don't know, elk? Something crazy.
Deer.
I heard elk's really, like, good for you.
has like a lot of parts to it.
May as well try it. It's my final food.
Okay. What's one useless skill you'd love to master? Like juggling or whistling with your fingers, something that really doesn't benefit you, but that you would really like to do well.
Oh, I wish I could like whistle normally, like super good, like just little songs. That'd be cool. I guess like
musical instruments aren't exactly like useful in everyday like survival or anything.
Oh, like,
that's yeah. If that's a useless skill, I would say. Yeah.
I know
exactly. Learning guitar, piano, all of it.
I wish I could do backflips.
That's true. Like, acrobatic skills.
Yes, I would do that all the time.
She has so many better answers for this one.
What? That was a good answer.
No, music is so such a good thing.
Like, if it's a useless skill.
Yeah, I feel like that is too
useless. Skill.
Because what if you got famous and made so much money from your music?
Right. What if you became famous being a
juggler? Did a backflip off a crazy building?
Yeah, but music is
it could be anything
useful for people.
I don't know. I don't want some crazy skill that I'll never use.
All right. If you could have a conversation with anyone in history, who would it be and what would you ask them?
Anyone in history. It could be like a president. Mm. It could be Albert Einstein. It could be Hitler.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. Like, I'd ask Hitler.
Yeah, what are you going to talk about with Hitler?
Honestly,
is he a ghost? Like, how does it work? How is this communication? Ouija board?
Yeah, like everything. Oh my God.
It's anything in history? What if it's someone who hasn't been born yet?
Isn't that the one that like flew around the world or something?
Yeah, and she got lost.
I'd ask her. I'd be like, where'd you go? How'd you die?
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's a good one. Maybe like Epstein.
Facts. Be like, how did you get murdered?
Yeah.
Or did you kill yourself?
Hugh Hefner.
No, he's alive. Did he die?
It's any time in history. They could be alive.
Oh.
And if you could live inside one TV show or movie, which one? But remember, it would be forever.
That 70s show.
Any TV show or movie? It would be. You could choose from anything.
Yeah, that's my choice.
Except like video games.
That's my choice. I feel like that would be a fun time. I feel like it'd be great.
That 70s show.
Well, only if I'm like friends
with
them.
That's so normal though.
I want to be like friends. Yeah. That's
you could do
point.
Something
well,
crazy. I could do like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, but I don't want to be stuck in that for my whole life. I want to like something normal mostly.
Oh no. A dragon's at the door.
That's like that's, yeah, that's kind of scary.
That's great.
That's kind of scary.
You don't want a pet dragon?
No, because what if you got. Well, I don't know how that works. I've never actually seen that. But what if you got eaten by something that's like, I don't know. What if something horrible happens to you from this like.
At least it can happen.
No.
Yeah.
You probably have a way less
you know, safe
long lifespan. You'll probably not.
It's like, like another planet.
You'll die, not
it's like another planet.
You know? Okay, what's one thing that you feel is totally underrated?
Anything? Yeah. What do you think?
I don't know.
One thing that's underrated?
Me.
It's true. My mom.
What's a small victory you've had in the last few days that you're proud of?
Last few days ain't been much victorious for me.
Me neither. I did my math
got
homework
today. Got to class on time, wasn't late.
I was late.
Ooh, yeah, but you're purposely late.
No, it was really late.
On purpose.
What's the most adventurous thing you've done ever?
Maybe some urban exploring. Some abandoned buildings.
Most adventurous thing
I've ever done.
I don't even know the most adventurous thing I've ever done. Probably, like, not that much, to be honest.
Not that much? You're boring?
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know what's the most adventurous. Like, what's even considered?
Like, something, like, going out of your comfort zone. Like, something you don't normally do. Like, a hike or something, or maybe, like, going into the city for a day, or...
See, but I've done those.
Urban exploring, like abandoned buildings, going to a graveyard at 3 a.m. I don't know.
I've done literally all of those things, except they don't feel adventurous to
me. Yeah, because this world is kind of boring, but.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never gone like proper ghost hunting. That would be cool.
Facts. That'd be adventurous. Ghost adventuring.
Yeah, that would be cool, but.
That'd be real adventurous. Maybe if I went to like a different state and then started exploring there, that'd feel adventurous.
Oh, okay. So you're just like too close?
Yeah.
You never left home?
Yeah.
You've never been adventurous?
I went to Disney World.
Disney World. Okay, that's your answer?
Yep. No, that's not my answer, I don't think. For Disney me, World's not there. That's not adventurous. That's for children.
The most adventurous thing I've ever
done. I
got
lost, though, so that's
crazy. You got lost? That's pretty adventurous. You're so curious that you
at Disney World,
didn't even care about your safety.
It was kind of scary.
Yeah. That's hype. Did you get found by like a Mickey Mouse?
No, I had to go charge my phone in a corner of one of the little like stores.
How old were you? With a phone?
Well, I was probably like 13.
Okay. And then you got lost? Your parents just left you?
No, I was with my friend, but we were walking and I think she stopped to take a picture or something. And then I kept walking and I didn't notice.
All right. What's a compliment you receive most often?
Old ladies at work tell me that I'm pleasant. I don't really know what that's supposed to mean exactly.
I mean, I think it's you're pleasant, you know?
Yeah. And
they enjoy your presence. You're not actually an asshole. Probably that, yeah. It's probably the most one.
All right, what's a song you can listen to all day long? Like, if you just had to put it on loop and hear it all day long, what song could you do that with?
I don't know. I don't really have like a song that I would want all the time. It would probably be something chill. Yeah. If it was all the time, it would want to be like just something calm.
I don't know.
So like a track instead of like a lyrical thing. I wouldn't want something always in my head. That would get so annoying. Just yeah. Like imagine trying to think with another set of things going in your head.
Yeah, if it was continuously playing all the time, I just would not want any song.
Yeah, if I could choose The Sound of Silence.
Yeah.
That is a song, and I love that song. If you could instantly become fluent in any language, which language would you choose and why?
Spanish. Mandarin.
Spanish.
Mandarin. Because it's the most spoken language in the world other than English.
Spanish.
Spanish.
There's so many people, like, at work, there's so many people who speak Spanish, and I would love to be able to actually talk to them.
Or at least understand what they're saying.
Yeah, well, I can understand as far as, like, como esta or something.
Okay, last question. What's the best piece of advice you've ever gotten?
It's hard. I don't actually pay attention to stuff like that.
I don't remember any advice.
No. See, yeah, I've got so much advice that it's kind of hard to pick one. Ah, well, it's all up there. It's too jumbled, you know. I don't even know one.
Me too. Me too. I can't really think of anything off the top of my head.
But in what context? Yeah. What are we advising for? Life? Like
facts.
What? Adulting? Like
facts.
Any advice I think is awesome. Keep on keeping on.
Yeah, Hakuna Matata.
Thank you guys for answering our questions. I hope you had fun on the podcast.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was a great time.
Just remember, you've got this, adults. Keep your head up, your spirits high, and keep adulting with us. Go forth and conquer the world, or at least your to-do list.
And don't forget to like, follow, and or subscribe. Tell your friends, share the podcast, and head over to adulting.com for more information and to connect with us. See you on the next episode. Be safe.